With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
How's it going?
Yeah, it's all right. Good. Yeah. All good in the hood. Got the mother-in-law around, so.
Yeah, very good.
It's good because we get to go to bed together tonight.
You and the mother-in-law.
Which is a rarity.
Ignore everything I say about our email address. I say the correct email address at the end of the podcast, which is studio@theboxsetpod.com. Beep. Welcome to the Box Set Pod. On tonight's show, we talk Black Mirror. No spoilers outside of episode one. Our job is to decide whether to continue. Welcome back, Jamie, because he has, with some effort from his wife, Lauren, at all stages that we find impossible to imagine, has made a human being. Oh, that's exciting. Welcome back, Jamie.
Yeah, I've made a child, did a great job.
Great.
In labour.
Great. That's enough of that.
Polished off for macaroni and cheese.
Well, we'll come on to it. We'll come on to it.
We don't need to. Basically,
We've got to come on to it. We'll come on to it. First, thanks to Kev Spencer for tweeting us at the Box Set Pod and at Howell and Jamie. Hello, Kev. If you want to tweet us, Howell is spelled H-Y-W-E-L. Thank you for the tweet, Kev. I remembered. Thanks also to Chris Allen, who emailed theboxsetpod@gmail.com, who says, I took your advice and nosedived into Nurse Jackie. It's been great. It's great to hear when people take our advice. When not working, I would be wandering around watching it on my iPad. Only 2 weeks to get up to Season 7, Episode 2. And then I woke up on December the first and it was no longer on Now TV. You can only watch up to Season 4 now, so I had to spend money on it. What a scam. Thank you for the email, Chris. Yeah, if you look below the titles on Now TV, you can actually see the expiration date. So check that out every time, because it'll pinch you in the ass. A set a reminder or it'll drive you insane. Also, thanks to Pam for emailing theboxsetpod@gmail.com. Pam absolutely loves iZombie, which comedian and political talker Tiernan Dueb came on and talked about. She loves it. She says, Howell, remember your own rules. You'll be glad you continued watching it.
Yeah. And I feel like we were a little bit overly brutal on iZombie and on Tiernan, especially you, Howell. You laid into him like a like a right mother.
Look, the point of this podcast is to judge something on its first episode. And based on that first episode, I could not believe that a smart guy like Tiernan was watching cack like that. But as we know, the reason we are here is that pilots cannot be the deciding factor, because they are made on a small budget. There's a lot of work done in between the pilot and it being commissioned, so we need to shush. Well, Pam, as the only person on this podcast who actually commits to the recommendations, everyone else doesn't bother. I'm quite full up at the moment, but I will watch it, I promise. If you want to email or tweet us, do theboxsetpod@gmail.com. We can see you listening over there in Burbank, LA, Bangkok, Thailand, London, Norwich, even Preston, New York. We can see you listening and we really want to hear from you. So please say hi. It makes our day. Remember the on theboxsetpod@gmail.com. Now, please welcome to the podcast, everyone, which tonight is Jack. Marsha, are you there as well?
I'm here. I'm sorry I'm late. I have the most Canadian of excuses. It was very snowy.
I told you.
It took me a long time to
play. I said she'd appear with some elaborate excuse. It's fair enough. And Jack, Work Experience Boy, is here as well. Hello, Jack.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Yeah, is it snowy in Lancaster?
No, just a lot of rain.
Well, that's a shame. So, yeah. Let's get the Jamie baby chat out of the way, shall we? Welcome back, Jamie. Any questions for Jamie?
Well done, Jamie.
Well done.
Hello, yeah. Marsha. Hi.
How's being a dad going?
Great question. It's quite an experience, Marsha. It's been intense. It's been has been a lot of poo and wee. He weed on me very quick. First nappy change, he weed on me, pooed everywhere, and he did a vom. He was like, he did a treble whammy on me, and it was highly impressive. But he's a great character already. He's smiling. I know it might be gas, but he looks like he's smiling. And he's already losing his hair like his dad. Like he had quite a bit of hair on his head, and now he's got a receding hairline, so he's like a baby old man.
It looks so much like you, but asleep. I can't. It really freaks
just
me
like
out.
Me.
It really freaks
mouth
me
mouth wide open.
Yeah.
The birth was hard, but and you know what? If you have any doubt about who is the superior species, men or women, just watch a woman go through giving birth and tell me that they are not better than us, because it was hell on earth and I was just watching it.
Was it?
It was horrible. And, like, you know, Lauren's like, she said she could probably do another, but I mean, I don't know if I could.
Wasn't she absolutely off her face on drugs, though?
Yeah, she was on all kinds. She was on fentanyl, which is that the same drug that Michael Jackson.
Oh,
dying
really?
On.
Really?
Yeah.
So she's a very strong.
She had a controlled dosage, obviously, but, you know.
Good God. The important question is, you know, what kind of relationship am I going to have with this child? Will I be Uncle Howell?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah? You going to let me see it?
No. I think you'll be Mr. H.
Danger man. Keep away. Well,
I've already introduced him to Game of Thrones, because what happened, what our routine's been is that Lauren will go to bed. When Lauren's been going to bed, now I'll stay up with George till like 1 or 2 in the morning, and I'll binge watch. I binge watched Mad Men with him again, which was brilliant, because I never got to binge watch. I always watched it week by week.
Yeah.
And now I've been binge watching Game of Thrones with him, and he bloody loves it. He's a big
he
fan of Tyrion.
He must
love it. Yeah, there's a lot of boobs there. That's the thing, yeah. A lot of boobs. And he does love boob in general. Like, he can down 5 ounces of milk in about 20 minutes. Jeez. He's got a real appetite on him.
And when it comes to poo and wee, because this is something that's always massively put me off, is it true what they say that, like, you don't mind the smell of your own baby's poo?
Well, this is a weird thing. Like, his poo smells caramelly. Like, it smells
not to
like...
me, it wouldn't. Not to me, it wouldn't. So I think the answer to that question is yes. You do like the smell of your
you
own
do
baby's
like,
poo.
Yeah. You don't mind it, that's for sure.
I would puke if I was there and a baby shat on me. I would be sick on the floor. That's it.
The worst thing is when he's done a poo, a big one, and you clean it, and he continues pooing while you're cleaning it. That's hard to deal with.
Well, that's just a fight. That's a hopeless fight, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a disaster zone. But you know, it's been fun, and you know, I've not missed out on my TV as well, because whilst we've had a child, we've also been watching Westworld.
Oh yeah,
which we've definitely got to do an episode on Westworld, because
I would imagine Gilmore Girls would be perfect for background.
No, well, that's a good point as well, because that is exact. Lauren especially has been loving Gilmore Girls on Netflix because it's easy to watch. Mm. And the thing is, you're slightly brain dead because you're knackered, and you need something that is just going to kind of wash over you.
It's
and
a
if
world.
You miss major plot points, it doesn't matter really, because the story kind of unfolds quite easily. So yeah, Gilmore Girls has been a revelation.
It's good though, isn't it? Like, the relationships in it are really Mel and I have done 2 specials on this now, so I shouldn't talk about it much, but the relationships in them are very real, even if the world looks a little bit dreamy.
It's just the only issue I have with it is the soundtrack.
Oh,
it's just weird woman going la 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 la, and then this is a sad bit. It's, la 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 la.
Well, I can say this with 100% certainty: you haven't watched enough of it yet, because that's nothing like what it is. I can tell you what it is. It goes la 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 la, and the sad bit is I can't remember, but it does
that
drive you
insane. Sad bit, wasn't it?
No, it was a happy bit. Anyway, so good. Any more questions for the new father?
I can hear the responsibility in your voice, Jamie. You sound much more grown up.
I can hear the chicken in your voice. What are you eating?
Lentils.
Very good. All right, let's talk Black Mirror. How much have you watched? Who's watched what? Jack?
Well, I've watched, I'd probably say, about 10 episodes overall, but I've watched it in a topsy-turvy order.
Okay, cool. They're all standalone anyway, aren't they? So
yeah.
That's fine. Marcia?
I've watched everything.
Yeah, can you finish your food, please? Now I can hear myself coming back, like on a loudspeaker.
Oh, I'm so sorry, I'm so unprofessional. This is what happens when I'm away for a few weeks.
You actually sound like the person who's just had a baby, but you always sound like that. Just like stuff flying everywhere in the background.
I'm sorry. It's because I thought I was going to be home for half an hour and then the snow delayed me.
That's so exciting, though. Don't you love that?
The snow?
Yeah.
I do love it, but I bike. I'm a cyclist, and I bike right through winter, and I fell off my bike on Thursday, and so I'm very gun-shy. Well, that's why it took so long, because I kept getting off to walk whenever it got a bit too icy.
What are you riding a bike in the snow for? Come on, do your bit for the environment, but not when it's snowing.
No, it's because I'm lazy, because I don't want to stand around at public transport stops freezing my ass off.
You've not got a car.
Whereas you get on a bike, you're sitting down, you continue sitting until you get to your destination.
Okay. How much have you watched of Black Mirror?
All of it.
Oh, excellent. So we're talking about the Netflix Black Mirror here. So I think that's the 2016. So it's like the fourth or fifth series or sixth series from the original. So the
third.
It's the third series.
It's the third series. Okay.
It's not something that you have to watch in any particular order in the first place. And the Channel 4 ones are on Netflix now anyway. So all of them. All series, including the Christmas special with John Hamm, is a
nice.
Is all available.
How much have you watched?
All
of them. Right. Well, I've watched one, so I've only watched. And the episode we're talking about is the one that's based on. It's a satire on our mobile phone use and social media addiction. So, episode one, and I loved it, but I watched it a few weeks ago, and I haven't watched any more. Maybe we will get to the bottom of why.
It's interesting, yeah. Just to start with, you've watched episode one, and episode one, because each episode, obviously Charlie Brooker plays a major role in the creation of each episode, and sometimes he writes and directs some he passes on to other collaborators, and that first episode, Nosedive, it's called, is directed by Joe Wright, who did Atonement, and it's written by Michael Schur and Rashida Jones. Michael Schur, who's done like Brooklyn Nine-Nine and Parks and Rec, and Rashida Jones, who's from Parks and Rec as well.
Nice. Who's a star of Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
Quincy Jones's daughter, in fact, if you didn't know. Did you know?
I did know.
I knew.
Yeah, okay, good. all right. So, just is the podcast over? Does everyone love it?
I want to talk about you not having watched more than that episode.
All right.
I loved it.
All right. Well, I'll tell you why. I think because it just like Charlie Brooker's articles. If Charlie Brooker was to write an entire novel, if he was to write an article that lasted the length of a novel, I would really struggle because it holds such a mirror up to us that it's quite exposing. A dark mirror, a mirror one could say that was the opposite of light, like a black hole or something like that. I agree entirely. Like, I am obsessed with telling people to put their phones down, and I think it's an awful addiction that we've all got of playing these social media computer games of ourselves. And so I agree entirely, but it's also representative of quite sad parts about our lives, of our situation. And so it's not necessarily a pleasant... They're excellently made. If the budget was crap on them, it would be a really unpleasant experience, you know? Do you know what I mean? It'd be like something holding a mirror up to us really well and not fun to watch because it didn't have good acting or cinematography or script, you know? I'm glad that it's really, really well made. If it was a documentary, and it has that feel, there's underneath it, there's quite a dark, exposing documentary that's kind of behind each of these things in a way, or a study. And it doesn't, therefore, it makes me, you know, on a tired Wednesday night, not want to reach for the remote and go, oh, let's learn some shit about ourselves that we need to know.
Yeah, and you're right. Like, there are episodes that are incredibly dark and hard to follow, and like leave you kind of feeling a little bit like, oh, human beings are shit. Mm. And you kind of feel like that at the end of some episodes. And certainly, like, there are episodes, like the next one that you'll watch after the next one in the series, series three, Playtest.
Is that Marsha messing about?
Oh, God, I'm so sorry if it is. I thought.
Bloody hell.
I thought I was muting myself. Mute myself. I'm so sorry.
Mute yourself and then set up your PA system or what?
And I'm trying not to be noisy and I'm being noisy. Jamie, you were saying the next episode you're
The next episode after that is called Playtest. It's about a guy who goes to test out this new virtual reality computer game, and it's extremely dark and horrible. And the ending, and that's the thing with a lot of these episodes, they end with like a really sad, like just horribly, you know, desperate ending. And that's one of the, you know, there are episodes like that within all three series. But then there's the odd one, like there's an episode in season three, episode four, called San Junipero, that's actually one of the very few really uplifting episodes where it's a really nice view of how technology and humanity can make for a happy ending. And so there are really, like, there's the odd episode that actually has an optimistic rather than a cynical look at the future that we're building for ourselves. So, yeah, I see what you mean, Howard. And it isn't something that's very bingeable in that respect because it can get you down, but
it feels like I'm selecting a TED talk, and the title of the TED talk is "Why We're All Fucked."
So I think it's like if someone said to me, "I'm just going to watch one episode of Black Mirror," I would not recommend they watch the Dallas Bryce Howard one that you watched as the only one. The first episode of this new series, because it was really good, but to me, even though it's bleak, it felt like it had a kind of a lighter touch than some of the others. I mean, some of them, as Jamie says, are really dark. But it felt like it was less clever than a lot of the others. And I think for me, when they're really bleak, what keeps me watching and makes me want to watch more is that they're so smart. And I feel like with that one, the concept of it was pretty straightforward, and you kind of got it in the first.
Yeah, it felt very concept heavy, like the.
And actually, interestingly, there's an episode of Community that is almost exactly the same as that, and Charlie Brooker, which is the one about meow meow beans. And Charlie Brooker has since said he hadn't seen that episode of Community before he wrote it. And, you know, it's not a total radical idea that we're all kind of judging each other on social media. But I just felt with that one that you had to really buy into the character and buy into the storyline. And she was quite a hard character to love. I mean, she's very pretty, which helps. Whereas I think that there's a lot of the others. The second episode in particular, the one that Jamie's talking about, it's like, it's not easy watching, but it's so, you're so interested in, and at every turn you're so like, oh my God, and that could happen, and that could happen. Same with the Christmas special, which I think they have on Netflix as episode four of series two. It's called Black Mirror White Christmas, that it's like, it's heavy and it's brutal, but it's so interesting and it continues. It keeps doing things where you're like, oh yeah, because if you had that, then you'd also have to have that. And I felt like that episode that you watched didn't do it. And then the other thing I'd add is there are some episodes where even if it's like, so I have a TV buddy and we were watching Black Mirror together. And sometimes we'd be like, okay, we're going to watch one episode and then, you know, I'll leave and we'll go to bed. But after, say, for instance, that second episode, we had to watch another TV show because we were so traumatized.
That's interesting. Like, right, Marsha, if you had to like recommend one episode of Black Mirror to watch, what would that episode be?
I think, well, my favorite ever episode of Black Mirror is BRB, which is the first one from the second series, which I found to be, it's the one with the lady and her husband, and they're moving into a house and he takes everything and puts them on Instagram. And with that one, I loved it so much, partly because I found that it's so hard to do this without spoilers, eh? I found the concept so interesting, but also it was so moving. And I think for me, so often watching TV, it's a thing of what would I do if I were in that situation? Actually, same with the Christmas special. Christmas special is broken into three different stories. One of them I just found to be kind of a bit brutal and ouch, but the second two, it was constantly thinking, well, what would I do? And I think also with a lot of Black Mirror, and the Dallas Bryce Howard one didn't do this, it really gives you a lot of moral questions to chew over. I mean, the other one that was kind of a hard watch from this new series was the one with the army that starts off with soldiers in the army. And I feel like it's, again, it throws up things about technology and morality that really makes you think a lot about, you know, your knee-jerk often is to be like, oh, that's terrible, but then you start thinking, but actually, and even the other day I saw something on the street, and I make my life difficult because I don't have a smartphone, but I have an iPod Touch and that's how I take pictures, and I saw this thing on the street and it's winter and I was like, I kind of want to take a picture for my friend because it's funny, but I don't think I can be bothered to like take my backpack off my back, fish around, find the thing, pull out my camera, take off my mitten. And I thought, oh, if I had a Black Mirror camera in my eyeball, I could just take a picture right now. That would be so convenient. Well, and immediately I was like, oh, I think those things are terrible.
Well, two points. One, I'm so glad there's someone else on this podcast that can talk for a lot longer than me on just one simple question. And second point, Marcia mentions her TV buddy every time she's on, and I'm starting to imagine it's a balloon with a face drawn on it. Number three, I don't think I've answered the question of this series that's on Netflix I can actually access. Which episode? Try and answer in title of an episode. Which episode do you think I should watch?
Oh God, I don't have the titles. Can you ask someone else another question while I look at the titles?
No, don't, because it'll ruin your Wi-Fi. Don't worry about it. Email me another time about it. But
I would say,
I'll tell you why I liked that first one. That you're saying that the first one isn't as dark and isn't as brutal as some of the others. My problem with it is already its darkness and its brutality. The first one, I thought it was unfair of you to just boil your description of the lead actress down to her looks. I would say she's an excellent actress.
Totally.
And above all, very, very funny. And it allowed space for comedy. So the downside of having one concept where you go, okay, we get that after 2 minutes. Okay, it's drawn out. It's a really extended metaphor, I suppose. And but what it did allow is a structure that was Planes, Trains and Automobiles. It was a farce of her trying to get to a wedding and the failure of that getting worse and worse. And I enjoyed the fact that there was kind of a semblance of traditional comic structure, and the brother was very funny in his reaction to how insane she was, and she was funny in how insane she was. Do the other episodes remain comic, or does it change depending on the episode?
Oh, they definitely change. I mean, what do you think, Jack?
Well, I think the first episode was absolutely awful. I'm not gonna lie. It was too happy-go-lucky. Even though there was a sinister feel to it, it was a bit too happy-go-lucky for me. I really like the dark and depressing one. The episode where the young boy is caught in front of his computer screen. I absolutely love that episode. Yeah.
That's called Shut Up and Dance. That's episode 3, Howell.
Right.
Yeah. Jerome Flynn.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, he's in
and
it.
Which was the one with the wasps that fly into your ears.
Yeah, that's the last episode. That. Yeah.
I got stung in the ear by a wasp when I was a kid, and I'm really freaked out by wasps.
Watch that one.
No.
That one, brilliant. That episode brilliant. 3, the kid in front of the computer one, I can't, for some reason that's the episode that is like, I still think about it. I watched
it stuck
Black
with
Mirror.
Me as well.
I know, because I watched it like a month ago or so, and I still like find myself thinking about that episode. And I don't know why. I think it's just it is something extremely, like, horribly dark. And I know we can't tell you too much about it, Howard, just because it would involve twists and or just plot spoilers. So, but there are episodes like that just stay with you long after, and you kind of find it. You find yourself. You might not have. It's not that it's enjoyable in some way. It's dark and it kind of just makes you think differently about things. And that, at its best, it kind of just changes your perspective on certain things.
But that episode had me on the end of my seat. But then the other episode containing the lesbians, I was bored.
Oh really?
You know,
I liked that one.
No, I see, and it's the same with, like we're saying about the first episode. It didn't inspire me to carry on watching it.
I was glib about Marcia before because I like scoring points against her where possible. But Marcia made the point that, you know, it makes, and Jamie just made the same point really, but it makes you remember things, makes you see certain things in the world differently. Because I believe that I'm smarter than everybody else, I believe that I already see the world in this way. Certainly with that first episode, I already have that perspective, and I find it so depressing seeing everybody on their phones everywhere and doing that stuff. And so for me, watching it doesn't make me see the world different. It makes me spend time in a place that actually I like to avoid because I can't bloody change it.
But I think that's very particular to that episode, because I feel exactly the same way, and I also don't have a smartphone. Want people to put them down. I'm very aware of this, and I'm incredibly active on social media, and I'm aware how much I'm scoring.
So what makes you carry on watching then? What makes you?
And so what, that's what I mean, is I think it's particular to that episode, which, as Jamie said, isn't written by Charlie Brooker. He wrote the story, but he didn't write the teleplay of it. And so I would suggest, like, in answer to your question that you asked ages ago that I now had time to look up, I would suggest either episode 2, Playtest, or episode 5, Men Against Fire. They're both pretty brutal. You might have to do what I do, which is watch an episode of Arrested Development or something to come down afterwards. But those are the two. Like, for me, those are the two that I can't stop thinking about. I literally, this morning, I forgot we were doing this podcast, and I lay in bed this morning running through, like, kind of rewatching in my head Men Against Fire, because I just, that's the one for me that I cannot stop thinking about. And it's interesting also that, Jack, you said you didn't like San Junipero, the one with the lady couple, because I did really like it, but I watched it after I watched Shut Up and Dance, which I think is the darkest by far. And so I kind of needed the comfort of, like,
deeper, because we're supposed to be representing people who find the first episode difficult, and I didn't. Why did you, Jack? Why did you find the first one? You found it boring?
It just didn't grab me in.
Are the generation that's hooked on the mobile phone. Did it make you think about that?
Yeah, it did make me think, and it made me think that this is the way that we're going.
Did
as
it?
As a general society. Yeah, definitely.
But what? You got that quite quickly, and then the rest of it?
Yeah, everyone that I'd spoke to had said how dark and depressing Black Mirror was going to be, and I watched it because of that. That's what I was wanting to watch, something that would scare me a little bit.
Right.
And then I watched the episode and thought, well, everyone was just having me on. But then I flicked through all the synopsises of the different episodes and found the ones that sounded like they were going to keep me up at night and scare me, and then just stuck to them.
Isn't it interesting that, you know, Jack, who is 15 years younger than us, is like seeking out misery and drama. I'm actually avoiding it.
I think it's like you said earlier, how when you said that it's like a documentary, like that's the kind of mentality when you want to watch something, like when you're in that mood to watch a documentary, something that's like, it's going to make you think, and it's going to make you look at your world and look at the world in a wider context. And like when you're in that kind of mood, sometimes you do just want to watch like a really good documentary, something meaty and makes you think, but is also entertaining. And that's what Black Mirror, when you're in that mood, it's perfect. And that's probably why with you, Jack, you know, the darker ones, and if you're in that mood to watch something that really is going to push you to think differently, then that's where they're the episodes that really connects more. And I totally get that. I think that it is sort of that mentality that you're in when you're watching it. Isn't necessarily in a binge watching TV show thing. It's in a kind of documentary. I want to know things. I want to learn. I want to understand our world in a different way.
You know,
especially with the one with the boy in front of the computer. That's completely. I cannot now sit in front of a computer with a screen facing at me. I have to put, even when I'm at university, I have to put a bit of blue tack in front of it.
I've got a sticker over my webcam right now.
Really? I should do that.
You should do. Yeah, I mean, this is something that I think was mentioned by like the FBI ages ago. Someone director said people should make sure that the cameras on their laptops are covered over. And
all my location services on my phone are all switched off, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Those opportunities, though, Jamie, now you've got a kid, when Lauren leaves the house, you're not going to be able to just go to the laptop and put a sticker over the camera.
I don't know.
You've got to be in other rooms looking after something else. Nursing another. Sorry, Karen.
To talk about favourite episodes, though, and all three series are on Netflix Tower. It's not just season the latest stuff, you know.
Oh,
so you can
it's
go
under
back
two
and
different
watch
titles,
the
is it?
No, they're all on there. Just if you go season 1 to 3, they're all on there on Netflix.
Season on Netflix, season 1, episode 1 is the one we've just been talking about.
No, season 1, episode 1 is the
pig
about the episode.
Yeah, the Prime Minister.
This is the first one that came up when I clicked on Black Mirror.
But you were probably
How long ago did you watch it?
You'll have been taken straight to season 3. They'll have started you on their newest episodes because they're the ones they created.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. I had to go back and find season 1.
So if you've got all three of them, then I would recommend that you watch the season 1, episode 1, the one about the Prime Minister. That was the first one I ever saw. And actually the other I spoke to someone the other day who'd only watched 2 episodes, and I think they'd watched the one you'd watched and the very last one and didn't really enjoy either, and I told them to go back and find that one.
I find people who do that so weird, like the logic of, you know, people who like read the last page of a book first,
right?
Whatever. What the hell is wrong with you? I watched the first and last. Yeah,
what I liked about that one is it's set pretty much, unlike all the others, it's set pretty much in present day. And for me, that one was the funniest, but it was funny somewhat, you know, it was so dark that you had to laugh somewhere very deep inside yourself.
Well, that's the one that came true in the David Cameron just rumours of shagging a pig, isn't it?
Kind of.
Is that one? Yeah.
Somewhere. Brought out before or after that scandal?
It was brought out before.
Yeah, like 2 or 3 years, wasn't it?
By the way, I'm not saying David Cameron shagged a pig. I'm saying there was a story that he did. Someone released a book that said he some weird initiation.
He put his genitals.
Allegedly.
The episode I'd choose for you to watch for one Black Mirror episode is the season 1, episode 3, The Entire History of You. And that's about people are given memory implants that record everything. They mean that they can access every single memory of everything they've ever done, human beings. Mm. And for me, it's like brilliant and it's heartbreaking at the same time. That's my favourite ever episode still to this day. Just so sad, but it's so incredibly well done and really like moving. And that's the episode that really got me in hooked on the show. But there are so many that kind of do connect, and it just depends what kind of mood you're in.
Well, this is an odd box set to talk about because you're not saying make it to episode 4. We're saying make it to 4 episodes, but not necessarily the first 4. So, of that series, we're saying 2, 3, 4. The first episode ever. That's another 4. All right. Well, perhaps I will crack on. I'm still not hearing, you know, in radio, Marsha and Jamie, when you meet normal working class people who watch The X Factor, and you realise they're not the kind of people who sit around and say, "Did you see that article in the Telegraph?" Right. I'm still not hearing an argument that doesn't sound like that. I'm not hearing like a heart-based, "Oh my God, you're going to love this. Your life will change because..." It's more like, "This is going to fuck you up."
No, but I feel like it's not just that it fucks you up. It's that it makes you think about, like, it really poses really interesting moral quandaries. And also for me, the reason it's so powerful is because I am like you, a little bit Luddite. My knee jerk always is like, no, that's bad. No, that's bad. No, that's bad. That's why particularly the one about the army, the episode 5 of the new series, your knee jerk is like, that is horrific. And then they kind of talk you through the logic and you go, I don't agree with it, but in those circumstances, I can totally see why that would make sense. But yeah, it's really, and that's what's brutal. Cause but then you're
still
like,
no. Must be, because you guys could get a history of philosophy book and learn shitloads, but you don't. There must be something about this which on the popcorn level is actually gripping.
Oh yeah,
like,
I think it's
really well shot, really well, and that was my thing,
that was my thing about the episode that you watched, Nosedive, the Dallas Bryce Howard one, was I didn't like, I enjoyed it and it looked really great, but I didn't find it totally gripping, whereas almost all of the others I'm totally gripped, like desperately want to know what happens.
I think that, and there's nothing else like it out there, and that's why you kind of you end up comparing it to documentaries, because there's no other show that is doing what it's doing. You know, it's the Twilight Zone meets Michael Moore, and it's kind of like it's very much like unique in that respect.
Twilight Zone meets Michael Moore.
And it's not the it's not, maybe you don't go in and go, oh bloody Lord, you know, I love it or anything like that, but you just, it's just something that you kind of feel compelled, like, to want to watch another one afterwards. Maybe not straight away, but you know that you're going to want to watch another one.
Okay.
And it has that effect. And it just works, and it's very, very different.
Right.
And I think he comes up with compelling characters as well. Did you ever see the first fiction TV thing Charlie Brooker did, which is my favourite fiction TV thing on TV ever, which is Dead Set, the zombie Big Brother
show? Yeah, I did see a bit of that.
Years ago, which I've watched probably 4 times all the way through. I love it. And I found all the characters in that to be so powerful, and you really cared about, and some amazing actors as well. But I think he generally is really good at making, like, creating powerful characters that you care about. And I didn't feel it that much in that first episode, and I wasn't that surprised when I found out that he hadn't written the screenplay.
Okay, I will continue with Black Mirror. If anyone's got any thoughts on this, please email us studio@theboxsetpod.com. What did I say earlier? I was saying boxsetpod@gmail.com, wasn't I? That will work as well. It goes to the same one, I think.
I think it probably does.
But yeah, much easier to remember is studio@theboxsetpod.com. So, and what I said earlier was bollocks anyway. I said, don't forget the. There is no the. It's boxsetpodcast@gmail.com. Oh, God. So if you've been trying to email for the length of this podcast, just email studio@theboxsetpod.com. Jeez. I should paste a little clip of me into the very beginning saying, ignore everything I say about our email address. I say the correct email address at the end of the podcast, which is studio@theboxsetpod.com. Beep. That's me pasting it. So, thank you. Next week, I've got a challenge for you. I want you to watch the first episode on Netflix of A Very Moody Christmas. I think it's called A Very Moody Christmas. It's an Australian comedy, which is, if you were to create an Australian royal family, but in modern day with lots more movement and really funny characters, it's great. I stumbled across it by accident. It's newish. It's just really funny. My challenge is watch the first episode of that by next week. I think the bigger challenge will be for you not to watch more than one episode by next week. I think you will. And let's add another challenge, because I'm guessing that Jack has a massive hole in his life shaped as a Christmas film that we've all watched and we think he's a moron for not watching. So, Jack, which of these Christmas films have you not watched? It's a Wonderful Life.
Not watched.
Well, there we go.
Straight in there.
Die Hard.
Watched.
Elf.
Watched.
Muppets Christmas Carol.
God, no, no.
Whoa. You've just walked into a minefield, my friend. You just reacted like the Muppets is a bad thing.
You could take that as...
Jack.
Yeah, it's not.
You've just made the biggest mistake of your life.
Are you going to make me watch it?
I did my dissertation on Jim Henson and the Muppets.
Yeah. Jack, yeah. I only watched Muppets Christmas Carol relatively recently, and I was sceptical, but I loved it.
Are you kidding? How did you only watch it recently?
That's not the one with Ricky Gervais in it, is it?
No! Marcia, how have you gone through your whole life without watching it?
I don't know. I've also never seen The Sound of Music.
Well, that's fine.
Neither have I.
The Sound of Music is like 5 hours long. No one's ever watched the whole of The Sound of Music. Not even the people who were in it. They all walked out the premiere, I'm betting you. But Muppet's Christmas Carol is seriously the best telling of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol that's ever been put on film. By a long way. What are you playing? Well, then debate it next week. Watch it all. Stay off your phone. Have a mince pie while you're watching it, okay?
I'm too busy starting season two of Gilmore Girls.
Well, leave that. Watch the Muppets. Michael Caine, I swear, I'm not being ironic and you know, kitsch. Michael Caine's best ever performance as an actor is in this film, I think.
Couldn't agree more.
So watch it, right?
Oh, God.
That's your challenge by next week. No ducking out. Watch the whole thing. Okay?
Right, okay then. Is it on Netflix?
No. You'll have to...
Well, you see, I don't watch things illegally. So
well, you'll have to buy it.
Struggle to find...
I'll tell you what, you buy it on
None
iTunes.
None of us watch things illegally, Jack. Don't say it like that.
I know. You watch it on iTunes, Jack. Buy it. If you don't like it, I will give you the money. Okay?
All right, then. Yep. No, yeah.
Deal.
No, deal.
Deal. Be the first payment Jack's ever received for this podcast. Well, the first payment that any of us have ever received for this podcast.
Yeah, what are you on about?
Right. Thank you all very much. A very moody Christmas and Muppets Christmas Carol for Jack by next week. Marshall, will you join us for our Christmas special next week?
I would really love to.
Yeah,
I think we should do some Christmas carol singing as well.
Okay, we'll do that next week.
Mince pies
and party hats. You know what happens every year? It gets to Christmas and everyone else buggers off because they've got better things to do, and it's just me and Jamie with
me.
Party hats.
I can do it. I'm in.
Should we all get drunk on it? Let's get drunk.
Yeah, that'd be great.
At the moment, I really enjoy getting drunk, I'll do it anywhere. So, yeah, let's do it.
Great. All right, see you next week for the Christmas special of the Box Set Pod. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Don't let us down, Jack.
I won't do.
Don't let us down.
What's it called again?
A Muppets Christmas Carol. Jesus. The Muppets
I'll jump on that.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
All right. See ya.